The coronavirus pandemic is unprecedented, and the Aspen Historical Society wants to capture history as it's happening. For their project, Quarantine Stories, Recording History, the organization is collecting stories in collaboration with Aspen Public Radio to archive the local effects of the pandemic. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
A few years back, the Aspen Historical Society's vice president and curator of collections, Lisa Hancock, was researching the Roaring Fork Valley's involvement in World War I. 9 Pitkin County residents who enlisted never returned home, but only 2 were killed in action. The rest died of flu during the 1918 pandemic.
I had objects in the collection and photographs of World War I, but I didn't have hardly anything from the pandemic. And I realized this was a major event, and we just don't have much to talk about with it.
Hancock found newspaper articles about the 1918 pandemic in the Roaring Fork Valley, as well as hospital and cemetery records. However, little existed in the way of personal anecdotes, like journal entries or letters. As COVID-19 shut down businesses and schools locally and led to worldwide social distancing orders, the thought of personal stories missing in her research of that earlier pandemic stayed with her.
What I would really like to know as a historian is how the citizens felt. All the things that now that we've experienced, did they experience those same things and how did it affect them?
Aspen Historical Society's president and CEO, Kelly Murphy, says that's the impetus behind Quarantine Stories. The organization is encouraging people to become part of the local historical record.
We thought that this was a situation in which we needed to be a little more proactive. We're just asking people to either call in and leave a voicemail, a voice memo, and email it in, however this is affecting them, and whatever they want to talk about.
The Historical Society is also archiving photographs, newspaper clippings, and artifacts like homemade masks as part of its COVID-19 collection. Similar efforts to document personal sentiments from the current pandemic aren't exclusive to Aspen. History Colorado's Director of Curatorial Services, Elisa DiGiacomo, says archiving history as it's happening feels a little different.
The big difference with what we're collecting now and collecting in the moment is that we are getting firsthand accounts, but also a variety of voices.
DiGiacomo says the organization's goal is to paint and preserve a broad picture of how the pandemic affected Coloradans, and to allow people to talk about what they're experiencing.
I'd really prefer it be seen as not just collecting, but collaboration, because we're, again, hoping to give back with sharing the material, sharing the stories, and allowing people the opportunity to express themselves.
Data indicates the strain of novel coronavirus responsible for the current COVID-19 outbreak is far less deadly than the 1918 flu. But there are takeaways from 100 years ago for historians. Namely, that there's time and technology to preserve what's happening now. Aspen Historical Society's Lisa Hancock says she hopes the organization captures this moment for future generations.
Back then, you would have had diaries or letters. We don't have any of those in the collection. That's why a Quarantine Story for the current pandemic is super important. People who are researching this in the future can really get a sense of how our community dealt with this, the good and the bad.
That's a sentiment Aspen Historical Society's Kelly Murphy thinks will stand the test of time.
What we're really doing is we're thinking about the future right now. Maybe 100 years from now, they're going to have all the answers and they're going to understand this virus and this pandemic. So it's going to be really interesting for them to see what were the concerns people had. And from a historical standpoint, that's really valuable information.
Her hope is that the project leaves future generations a lasting and complete picture of the historic moment we're all living through. Kirsten Dobroth, Adlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Adlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.